A reading from the book of Sirach. The Lord is judge, and with him there is no partiality. He will not show partiality to the poor, but he will listen to the prayer of one who is wronged. The Lord will not ignore the supplication of the orphan or the widow when she pours out her complaint. The one whose service is pleasing to the Lord will be accepted, and the prayer of such a person will reach the clouds. The prayer of the humble pierces the clouds, and it will not rest until it reaches its goal. It will not desist until the Most High responds and does justice for the righteous and executes judgment. Indeed, the Lord will not delay. The word of the Lord.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Blessed be the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, with praise ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord, who will hear the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Blessed be let the lowly hear and be glad. The Lord listens to their pleas, and to hearts broken God is near. Who will hear the cry of the poor? The Lord hears the cry of every spirit crushed, God will save, will be ransom for their lives, will be safe shelter for their fears, and will hear the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of O God, your praise ever in our mouth, every face brightened in your light, for you hear the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Blessed
a reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time for my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from the evil attack and save me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God except through me.
Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus told this parable to those who had a strong sense of their own righteousness and held other people in contempt. He said to them, two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a tax collector, and the other a Pharisee. The Pharisee stood in front and stood tall, and he said, "I give you thanks that I am not like the rest of people. Thieves, adulterers, or like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I tithe on all my income." Now in the shadows, the tax collector stood. He did not raise his head. He simply beat his breast and said, "Have mercy on me, for I am a sinner." Then Jesus said, "This one went home justified, and the other one did not. The one who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.